lights on?
It's a bar.
Well,
first light beer, the lights are bad in bars. All right, I want to welcome you guys all to an in-person here LSBD meeting. I think it's been a while that we've had one of these. I'm Jay Trudeau with Sunshine Daydream, the new chair of the board here. If I haven't met some of you, I apologize. But if we could go around the room, maybe introduce yourselves, who's here today, so we can see who's who's doing that, and everybody knows who's here. So,
I am Brooke Sharp, Deputy City Manager for University City. Becky Alvin,
I'm Economic Development Manager for University City.
Carter Stacey, I'm
Renee Bonsarth, owner, Artisans in the Loop.
Mary Gorman, I retire from this tomorrow. From this little August.
Just the name.
Body.
Is a man turn it?
Don't.
I'm Michael Alter. I am a board member and host extraordinaire.
All right. All right, welcome everybody. Let's go ahead and call to order. Oh, I am sorry. I saw you came in late. Hey, welcome. So, let's go ahead and call to order, and then public comments. Is there any public comments? Jessica, nobody requested any public comments?
No, Joe.
Okay, let's move on down to approval of the minutes from last meeting.
I'll approve them.
You got a first approval, second? Mike,
second.
Okay. Approval of the meetings from the April 8th meeting are approved. Moving down here, we'll go to City Hall updates. Terry?
Motion and a second on the minutes.
Oh, I thought. Okay, motion and a second on the minutes. Yeah.
Second, a motion on the minutes.
Michael, motion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Second.
Second.
Who made the motion?
Mary.
Me.
Mary? Okay, I didn't hear you. Okay.
And you're not reading my letters.
All in favor?
Aye.
Sorry, I'm learning.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah. All right, we'll move to the City Hall updates. Mayor Crowe.
Good morning, everybody. A couple of things to say. The approval of the bill looks like it's going to be slowly as it gets started, but as I drove in, that on the opposite end, the subtech seems to be moving very quickly and coming up out of the ground as far as the park across the street. We're going to take our first tour of the City Hall Annex project tomorrow. A group of us are going to go through and see the progress made on that project near neighbor to the west. The interesting thing on Olive right now is the number of opportunities that are being presented to us for business transition and land transitions on Olive. So that's kind of nice to have that bubbling that's occurring that we had hoped would occur from Olive and 170, hopefully then moving east. Don't forget that the Memorial Day run is coming up this Memorial Day. And then the last thing, which I hate to not necessarily a worrisome note, but as always, under this current administration, we continue to be concerned about the federal funding for a number of our projects that we have in the hopper. We still hope that all of the money comes through on the FEMA buyouts for the houses and apartment complexes. I'm pretty sure that one will come through the pipeline mitigation grants in the hopper that probably are going to be a little bit dicey. So we share WashU's concern and probably everybody else's concerns on some of the federal monies that we had anticipated that may not come through. I'd be happy to answer any questions because I'm not sure I can't touch on everything, but if you have something, if I don't know the answer, we'll get it to you. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Moving on to the security update. I believe Mr. Lemons isn't here, Captain Knight.
He should be here pretty soon.
We can come back to it if you want.
As I just took this position two weeks and 2 days ago, I don't necessarily have a security update for you.
Okay.
As I'm just, this is my first meeting. I haven't been in one of these meetings in 10 years. So, if he had any security concerns, I can surely try to address them, but we're still having loop units on foot and in cars down here every day. So I'm hoping you're seeing them patrolling around. Had those on the Hall as well on the west end. But I mean, if you have any specific concerns addressing, I know we're trying to address some of the homeless complaints that we have. We're trying to reach out to them and get them either set up in shelters or homes or something like that. But again, there are a few federal grants and a few grants right now for those types of programs. But that is one of the concerns that they're working on, is trying to address some of the, it's really not in New City, but the ones that are sleeping on sidewalks, stuff like that. Trying to get them a place to stay.
All right.
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome. Thank you.
Thank
Congrats.
You.
Yeah. What's that?
I have.
Okay.
But I think.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I guess I missed that. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's okay. Just a few updates for you all. So, facade improvement applications were approved. It was actually pretty low this year. So, we approved a little over $60,000. Each year, we budget about $150,000, and we are including that same amount in next year's budget. When those applications open, I would just ask that you all get the word out, because if we have continuous years where that amount gets low, we'll likely
lose it.
The city manager will probably reduce the budget. So, but we approved about 5 applications, I think, totaling a little over $60,000. So those will be underway. I did want to introduce everyone formally to our new economic development manager, Becky Halvin.
Hello. Welcome.
Becky joins us with a number of years of economic development experience, local government experience as well. So I'm very excited to have her on our team. And she will be working closely with you all in the upcoming months just to talk about the vision for the loop and whatnot. She and I have been discussing that, so she'll be interacting with you all a lot as we talk about reviving the loop. And last but not least, I did want to update you all on the EV charging stations. So we are, as you all may be aware, we were awarded $500,000 in federal funds to do EV charging stations here in the Loop. As the mayor mentioned, there is still confusion as to whether that funding is going to come through, but we are proceeding as though it is. So planning is underway for those to be installed in the parking garage and then in one of our municipal parking lots. And I think the municipal parking lot 4 to be exact. So we're still moving forward as though that's going to happen until we hear that we won't get the money. We have not heard that yet, but just wanted to provide you all with an update.
Oh, cool. Can I ask a question? Would your colleague be able to help us now if I'm working with somebody? Can she help this individual get into a building? Is that the remit?
I'm sure she'll give you a card and she can let you know how she
Thank
can
you.
Do
this. All right. Thanks.
And then what about the, I don't know if there's time to talk about it or not, but the removal of the barriers?
Yes.
I know the 15th went out. So those letters went out to the businesses to remove their outdoor dining?
Yes, and we are actually, I've been given the authorization for our staff to remove those barriers. So we were given the owners to the date on the letter to remove we will start planning to remove whatever's still there after the 15th.
So after 15th. So
yes, so probably by the end of the month we'll
so before the fall. Before the mural festival on that weekend.
Yeah, I'll see if 30. We can get it done before the mural festival.
That's the 31st anyway.
Okay. Yeah, I'll see if we can get it done before the mural festival.
Awesome.
Will there be any notice when they come to pick up the barriers?
I'll let you all know. Okay. I'll probably let Jessica know and let you know, Jay, as the chair, and then you guys can disseminate the information.
Perfect.
Okay. Am I missing anybody else from City Hall? Miles, anybody else who wants to say? Okay.
Yeah,
Captain Lemons. Oh, Mr. Lemons. Captain Lemons, how are you?
And good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. We do want to introduce, if you all don't know, this is Captain Brian Eisenberg. He has recently been promoted. Captain David Morgan has retired. Also, we just want to let everybody know that we are now Interim Deputy Chief Major Greg Lemons. So we kind of have a promotion over the hill. So, Captain Eisenberg is going to be attending the group special business district meetings from now on, and he does have a few things that he wants to discuss on the show.
Thank
you. Are you all right? That's what happens when you're right.
Yeah.
So, hey, thank you all. That's it.
Thank you. All right. All right, moving on to the Washington University updates.
Okay.
Joanne?
We were supposed to have our awning.
That's what I'm saying.
We won't get our awning for the budding artist. We won't get it before the end of the month. She thought we were...
Let me say that. I don't know specifically what's going to happen with your awning, so let me just send a note to Rachel and make sure...
Okay, that would be good. I mean, it's a bigger deal than you think. It's really not just how it looks, because we're trying to put people... I mean, she told me. I'm just saying, she had told me. I'm in contact. I'm just curious about the update. I get it. I'm just wanting an update.
Yeah.
So I know where to put people.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Cool.
Is there anything else?
You got Rachel's number.
Thank you.
You have Rachel's number.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in contact with her all the time, but she.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, moving over to the East Loop CID update with Samantha.
Good morning, everyone. I'm so excited. Thank you for the opportunity to have an agenda item at this meeting. I think it's important for all of us to share the news back and forth on the east side.
Samantha, you want to come up here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry about the noise.
So I have just three major updates I want to get. One is about our East Loop Street State project and the 5900 block. So the survey is complete and we are working on finalizing the existing condition report, which will be out later this month. We're also working on a traffic study right now to understand how we can reconfigure lanes, sidewalks, etc. But essentially, we are going to move the Delmar Loop to the east. It's not going to look like a new district. It's going to be the exact same design features we want it to look like. The Delmar Loop is continuing all the way throughout our district.
Riding the trolley can access this via QR code, see all of the different coupons, promotions, and events happening in the district, and we're hoping that we can really take advantage
business to our local businesses, but incentivize ridership and create a great experience on the trolley and start to change some of those non-believers out there. So if anyone's interested to learn more about the trolley passport, come and see me. We want to sign your business up. We want to make sure that people are utilizing this and taking advantage of what you can do for your business. Those are my three updates. Any other questions?
I do have one. You probably won't be able to answer it. But if you recall, a couple of years ago, we had the lights across the street.
Yes.
You have them down at your East Loop.
We do.
They all seem to work. We've had issues here. We had an extra box from Metro Lighting, which got burnt down. With Three Kings.
Oh, okay.
So, who changes your lights?
We work with Reinhold Electric.
Yeah, I know, they install them.
Yes, and so we just updated some last year because we did have some that were not working. And we try to do that at the same time we're doing holiday lights, so we can try to save on labor. They're already going up and putting up holiday lights. But Reinhold Electric, and I'm happy to provide a contract.
Yeah, well, I think the city did this. For us on this side.
That's true. I do think University City helps with the lighting program.
They did. They did that for us. But several of them have gone out. So, I bought these two yesterday because the remote controls were all destroyed too. So, I'm not. So, Reinhold.
Yeah, that's how we. But I think, is it Darren from the streets of University City side that could help with them? Okay.
Yes. I've got some literature from. The place in New Jersey that they can use to rejig them.
Okay, if you just share it with me, I'll make
sure. I've got it all here.
Okay, I'll get it to there and his team.
Yes, they were very nice. Very nice. Thank you.
All right, anything else? Thanks, Samantha.
All right.
Appreciate it. Good update.
Thank you.
Very good.
Well done. You're doing a great job.
All right, moving to the treasurer report. Dan Wald is not here today.
But I do have the numbers to share.
Okay.
So starting balance on April 1st, 2025, $39,419.26. Ending balance on April 30th, 2025, $41,328.17.
Okay. All right. Moving on to that, we do have some EDRST projects that we're still looking to finalize by June 30th and do some promotions. We talked about with Ryan and Jessica about doing some good promotion here through the last 2 months here to get that out there, some Facebook. We also talked about doing some more TV and highlighting businesses and restaurants. We're going to put a packet together, hopefully, and how we're going to spend this money and really promote the Loop moving forward. You know, to get these people down here and just get the businesses all kind of up here for the summer months, which is really a prime time for us down here, and I think it's really good. I ask if anybody has any, history of something that's worked well for you guys in your businesses or anything like that, an advertising promotion, you said, wow, that really did well for us, please communicate that with us so that maybe we can incorporate that in this too, because... Really, I mean, some of the things that we've done, we're trying to gauge the feedback on it, and some of the stuff we do, we can't. We also talked about doing a billboard, too, for the area, too, that might work also. So any input or any questions on that, let me know. Great, yeah. Right. Okay, yeah, we'll get with them.
And then as far as the power washing, I just approved for our person to do, was it the power washing and graffiti removal? Cool. So just follow up with Miles before you, I would hate to
No,
it,
I, no, so. We were following, we were going there anyway. So.
Yes, I just approved it like, I think the end of last week or this week, so we don't want to duplicate efforts.
Yep.
I've got
starts,
one.
He's starting this week.
Perfect. That's great. Okay.
The drainage outside 6273 is overloaded, and
okay.
It's going to. And we can't get it up. You have to get the streets department to do it.
Okay.
It was pretty bad last night.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing too. If you guys have something, you know, communicate that to us in the loop here. If there's something that doesn't look right or it's broken or something like that, communicate that either, you know, sending an email to me, to Jessica, to Brooke or something like that, so that we can rectify those things in the loop. We want the loop to look clean. We want it to look safe. We want people to come down here. And I think that's the goal of all of us that are here every day and stuff like that. So any communication that you guys can have with us, if something's out, we want to try and obviously fix it also, and so that somebody doesn't get hurt if it's a danger too. So I think that would be good too.
The sooner you get rid of those blocks outside Renouche, they protrude out into the street. So when you turn right from Westgate, if you're not very careful, you'll hit one. Because they've been pushed out.
I think several people have hit them. They look like they keep
getting
pushed.
Yeah, they do. They seem to have been pushed from the inside. But they're quite dangerous because you come upon them without recognizing it.
Well, they'll be gone shortly.
As soon as possible.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to the mannequin project.
Here
we go.
Talking.
Coming up.
All right. This is our favorite lady.
Good morning, everyone. We are so happy to be announcing we'll be celebrating the 16th annual Mannequins Project this year. And it's
recycle
it, don't trash it. We have 18 businesses participating. Total, we have 10 businesses in the loop, 22 artists. And the mannequins will be on display for 22 days. Installation is this Saturday, May 17th, so we'll be installing the mannequins from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And they'll be on display at the businesses through June 3rd. The evening of June 3rd, we'll be moving all the mannequins to the roundabout across from U City, where the finale will be, and they'll be there for 4 days for the community to see. Because the mannequins are kind of all over this year, we're doing a scavenger hunt also. And the scavenger hunt will be giving away prizes with gift cards from the businesses that are participating. We also have a category called business bucks. And business bucks in the past, we've had people vote on the businesses that participate. And this year, we're giving back each participating business $60. And there, some of the businesses are giving like $12 coupons, and they're enticing the customers to interact with the mannequin and come to the store and things like that. So we're happy that's going on. We're also giving away two scholarships. We gave that away last night, a couple nights ago at the University of High School. So students received $1,000. So we're just asking you all to support the businesses, check out the mannequins. We have commercials going on them from here in Kansas City. So we're just trying to bring people in to our community to support our businesses, to support the movement, all of the business districts throughout the University City. And the businesses that are participating on the group are Sunshine Daydream, Pattaya, Found on Del Mar, Avalon Exchange, Blueberry Hill, Fixes, Pool de Jour, Blue Bites, and University City Library. So thank you all again for supporting this project. I've been doing this in 16 years.
Yes.
Thank you all so very much.
Well,
thank you. All right. Another good update. Okay. Moving on to the upcoming events that we got. We have the Mural Festival. Jessica, you can speak on that.
Yeah, so, all right, as everybody's noticed, the subtext is impossible to miss it. We have a lot of construction going on across the way right here. We partnered with Subtext. They are sponsoring the Mural Festival with a $5,000 contribution to want to be a part of our festival. Unfortunately, they don't have any physical walls to paint anything on this year, so they provided the loop with $5,000 to to help with this year's events, and also a commitment that next year they will provide some of their walls for painting for in 2026. With that $5,000 sponsorship, it is to help support our event. And also, you guys might have noticed an email that went out, and some of the businesses participated in a coloring contest. It was a blank image of a lion. That's the same lion that's our logo for the mural festival. And then we provided boxes of crayons and the coloring sheet to different businesses in the loop that signed up. It was also a digital campaign. We received a good number of physical ones submitted, but we received a ton of digital copies. We were very, very impressed. Probably just shy of 200 submissions for a 2-week coloring contest. So I think that as we're thinking about future art events and other things to get the community involved in, this was a very, it was something that could be done, and it didn't take too much planning, it didn't take too much time, it was not too incredibly expensive. We might consider doing something like this again for future events in a way that the community can get involved. So with those images of the lions that people created, it's all ages, children and adults, professional artists and people to spend time. Subtext will take 20 of those images, and they're going to create a banner, a white banner around the instruction that's going to have all of the art of the lions around it, and that will go up right before the mural festival. So instead of having just this banner around it, it will be something that's bright and colorful and a way that they can participate in the event as well. So thank you for all of the businesses that signed up to do that, and promoting the coloring contest. I think for our first year, we were pleasantly surprised with how many submissions we received, and the community really enjoyed it. So it's wonderful we're receiving that feedback. For the mural festival itself, we have four huge murals that will be going up this year. It is going to be incredible. Max's building, Max has the Starbucks building that he just painted all gray on the sides. Those are 8 stories high. Two sides of both of his 8-story building, all the way up to the top, will have a floral design that weaves around the columns. We have the Tivoli building that has one large chunk that's still in between the Gababi, Maya Angelou paintings, and the Brenda Ryder paintings. That section will be filled in this year. Then we also have received approval from Mars and Letters to do the parking garage. So we will have a continuation of the big lion that you see on the UCE-owned parking garage, and that will continue to complete the rest of the mural. And probably my most personal favorite is the back of vintage vinyl. We have Ron English with his ghost painter, Ian Wilkinson, will be returning this year, and they've been working with Tom Ray to do the back part of the vintage vinyl building. So what it's going to look like is the back of the building is going to look like the front of a retro record store. So it's going to look like the entrance of a retro record store, but instead of people being inside looking through all the records, it's aliens. And it is the entire backside of it. It's a beautiful, magnificent image. Everybody's just falling over it. So we're very excited about this year's mural festival, and tying this in with the Buddy Artist event. So with that, we'll turn it over to Renee and Allison to talk about the Saturday of the mural festival, what we have planned for that day.
Okay, so we have 77 artists that will be in the loop. We have 30-plus businesses between the East Loop and our end that are participating. So we're really excited about that. We are in the process finalizing pairing artists this week with existing businesses. So we're looking at all the variables of not having the same kind of art in one space, you know, making sure that we've got, you know, people shaded and all that, you know, the logistics of it are happening at this point. But we're really excited for a first-time event to have that many artists participate. So, you know, we're hoping that things go off without a hitch. That would be nice, you know, if all that takes place, so that both the businesses get some additional foot traffic, as well as, you know, the artists have a good experience. If we can make both of those things happen, then I think that's a big win. So over the next couple of weeks, you'll probably get some, the businesses will get some email communication. They'll know who their artist is. We're just making sure that we don't have any hiccups and that we're making the contact between the artists and the businesses. And then we're kind of filling in and helping with that. Thank you, Samantha, on your end for all the work that you're doing. So that's a big deal. We're also going to have music in the market area, so we'll have three different artists going on then. We are working with Craft Alliance. We'll have a kids booth, thank you, Michael, in the Fitz's parking lot. So that's, you know, that's great to be able to drive some additional folks to the area. Lastly, we're having a raffle, and this will encourage people to go to all of the artists and all of the businesses. So what we're going to do is give away free art, and people will have to have the artists actually sign off that they've been to their booth and to their business, and that will encourage people. So if you manage to get to like 25%, you get, you know, two tickets to put in your what you want to do for the artists that you want to, you know, bid on their art for. And if you get 50% and 75%, and if you get to 100%, then we'll give you a bonus of tickets. So we're going to do everything we can to make sure people trek from one end, which starts all the way down just east of the construction, all the way down to Meosol. What's
Meosol.
Next? Meosol, yeah. So it's a big distance, but, you know, again, hopefully weather permitting, lots of activities going on, the mural festival going on at the same time. You know, we should have a good turnout. So we're excited about it.
Just one thing to return to the mural festival. Please don't forget the coffee cup outside with sugar, because it could have latte, Americano, much like the one that used to be outside Subterranean Books. It is outside Subterranean Books.
Okay.
It's not as grand as the other ones, but it's nice.
All right. Anything else?
I think that's it.
Thank you.
If there's a little interlude here. You probably all noticed that the stars and the descriptions have all been replaced, with the exception of Barry Commoner. We cannot find his description. I sent a bid from the End Graphics for just the description. So at some stage, somebody's going to have to vote on that. The only one that's missing now. They're all in.
Yeah, and
embedded.
I got... Embedded. And this is the bid for it. It's $2,600 for that description right there.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to vote whether or not we're going to...
I don't know. It's up to you. You're the boss.
I'm the boss, huh? Well, let me talk with, see if I'll see how much we have left in some of that, the funding from the EDRST, and then ask Joe on that, and then we can vote on that next week or next month and do that. All right?
We have 1,600 remaining on that left in the EDRC.
Right.
Funds.
Okay.
So we have to use the funding by June 30th. So
we can vote now to use that. Use that money for this.
If we wait until next meeting, we're only have 2 weeks left.
Right. So I call a vote to use the remaining Hall of Fame or the Start Walk of Fame money. Or what? I motion that we
motion,
use.
I have a motion.
Second.
I second. And then.
Pass.
Are we? Can
hold
I
on. Can
question?
We? Yeah.
What about the remaining? We have 1,600 left.
That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking to use the 1,600.
So where's the remaining funding? Are we asking the Hall of Fame if they can meet us in the middle to split it 50-50 to pay for it, or?
I don't know. I just wanted to vote, because I don't think we can vote on that, do we? I mean, we have to figure out where that money would be after the fact, I would assume.
Yeah, so Joe, we have 1,600 left in the ERC and it's 2,300 left.
Mm-hmm.
Would the Hall of Fame be able to help with the additional $1,600 so we can wrap this up, get completed, and wrap it up?
Oh, in the Walk of Fame account? Okay.
And if we don't have any additional money,
can it roll over?
This was rolled over from the year previous, and we do not have a lot of any extra money left over in our budget, so I'll leave you with that information to make a decision. Well,
since we're on time crunch, why don't we approve it subject to securing some additional resources?
Correct. Okay. 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 So back to the motion.
So modify the motion, approving it subject to securing additional funding to complete the project.
Right.
Okay.
Second?
Second on that?
Second. Second.
Vote? All approve. Right. All approve. Okay. Yeah, those have all been installed. I think they look pretty good. All the new Walk of Fame are re-put in there. I think it looks really good if you've seen them.
Yeah, they're nice. There's no trip hazards anymore.
Yeah. Okay, moving on to old business. Anything else in the old business?
Well, I do want to readdress this. We will have to find some, if we can't rejig the lights outside, they're just sitting there empty. There's no light in them. We might have to find some more funding. Because we did get a box that was free, which was, again, housed in Three Kings when it burnt down. And all the remote controls were in it. Everything was in it. And so they gave us that gratis. So we might have to, if they can't fix it, Mike at City Hall, then we might have to vote for some more lights.
So
do those lights have a lifetime warranty?
They do. And I've been working with Tamara at Metro Lighting, who are so good. But they seem to have, they sent me a description of how to rejig the whole thing. It's not really for me, it's for the electricians. So I've got that, I'm going to hand it over to Jay because it's going to be his issue.
Okay.
It's nice, but it looks, if you're not here at night, you won't see it, or you won't see the absence of it.
So okay.
It bothers me because it was in 2000, this is my little issue in 2000. My little thing in 2023, we got them all on East and West, and yours are very successful.
The warranty has fine print, I'll just say that.
It's fine print, of
imagine
course
that.
It is.
We weren't able to utilize the warranty, it was back and forth, we'll tell us what's wrong with it, we're like, it's just not working.
Oh, right. So I hate it's
we ended up replacing ours.
It's, and how much were they individually, do you recall? Oh, did they? Well, Metro will meet any price anywhere.
So maybe, I mean, I can find out. You've got props.
I've got.
I can't remember exactly what it was. I want to say $900. I need to look.
I don't have it because it went through the
okay.
business district.
Okay. I'll get with you, and then moving forward, we'll see what we can do to get those replaced and make sure it looks good.
But
so.
Metro Lighting will meet anybody, even online, and better it. Because I've worked with them for years. I'll give you her name. I've got a couple of them
here. We've definitely worked with them before. I think just for convenience, Ryan would order them, and we were putting them up. So.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's rather perverse, but I'm glad yours failed. It just wasn't us. It's perverse to say, but I'm glad that you know, it wasn't just an issue with our side.
Yeah, so
we had to replace
it.
Is it worth it?
Okay.
Anyway, thank you.
All right, moving on here. So I noticed U-City in Bloom was out today putting the flowers in the flower pots. I looked good already when I drove down the street this morning. It looks really good. Really good. I'm not sure where we stand on the trees, but we'll have to follow up on the trees and stuff going on there. We want to get those done too. There's some empty holes and stuff like that that I think we either need to do something with so someone doesn't break an ankle in those. So we talked about that. Any other old business?
No.
Any
there's
new?
A nice lady in the back that might join us.
Any new business? Okay. Any public comments at this time? Anything? Anybody want to say anything? Yes.
Oh.
good.
Yes. I get 2 minutes, right?
Sure, three.
Three, five.
I love everything that's going on, and I love the festivals and you know, how much activity is going to be happening. But I still think the physical appearance of the booth is really rough, quite honestly. I think there's a lot of work that needs to be done. I get it. There's some, I mean, the top 30 in the entry rates, the light fixtures are rusting. The lenses on them are literally gray. I think the vacancy rate here is probably at an all-time high. I don't know if that's factual, but in my mind it probably is. I think I said at one time there's $200 million worth of development coming to the Louis. If you include the Louis Center that wants to do a couple years ago, which I consider the best project that's been done here in a while. So all this stuff is coming online in the next 12 months. So I don't know how to go about it, or I'd like to participate. I've got other people that would like to participate in cleaning up the streets. I don't think we've got any right to tell people what to do inside the four walls for their business. So that's not where I'm going with any of this. But I'd like to see some more momentum and some more effort in moving the streets. I think it works quite honestly. I don't know how much words I can use. I just don't know how to get there, or how to get
to give us some money.
Because it is like having a big party at your house and not cleaning your house before the party's coming. Because subtext is going to have probably 400 to 500 people living in their building. Maximum this building is not. They have all new residents and a brand new, you know, whatever, $15 to $20 million project. The hotel is under construction, but we'll full steam here in the next couple weeks. I'm hopefully doing the school building, which hopefully will attract, you know, 50 to 100 office employees, which I think the loop is a dire need of. And I still think the streetscape looks rough, and including the storefronts, some of the storefronts look atrocious. I mean, there's paper peeling off. People put paper on their windows and think that that's the way to lease a vacancy. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's actually a way to not lease a vacancy. I can tell you, I know all the brokers in town. They don't even bother to tell people to come look at the loop because other business districts have made their moves. If you name them off the top of your head, Rowe has cleaned up. Berkeley has done a great job of cleaning up. Western's done a great job of cleaning up. The West End is now cleaning up with some really cool high design decals on their windows. So I'd like to see the grant program for the street facades change. There's a reason people aren't applying for it. I don't know what it is because I'm not a street grant expert or facade grant expert, but I do know it's not being used. So there's got to be a way to fix that to where we can drive people or show people examples of what we can do. Let's make an example of two of the storefronts that makes people excited about it. There's a lot of stuff going on. And Gary said they're going to tour the new project that they're moving the police. And, you know, there's findings. We're getting the police out of FEMA trailer finally after 8 years, which is awesome. But it's time to get some energy going with it because these guys are finally got some dignity when they're going to work. So I feel like there's a lot going on, but there's just something that's not connecting everything. So I don't know how to do that or how to go about it. I'm not very good at being on a board, but if anybody feels free to reach out to me, I've got a lot of people that want to participate.
We love the input of what you've got and what you think and stuff like that, and that's what we're here for. I mean, we want to make this place a clean and a safe place for people to come down because I think that's what people want. They want to feel safe. They want to feel like it's a clean environment, and then they walk around and the storefronts look nice. You know, so we are in the same mindset as you, and anything you can offer us or help us, let's work together. That's what we're here for.
There's somebody working on an app for the Loop Business District. I don't think he's ready to unveil it yet. It's not quite ready, but it's going to be really, really cool to make this a digital district and really get some energy going and some momentum going in terms of, like, let's make this different than everywhere else in St. Louis. It'll be the only one in St. Louis. So I think that will create some momentum. Obviously, what's going on in the municipal district, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. The municipal complex will create some momentum. And then lastly, I would say I will offer up to pay and host the next meeting at Tech Artista. There are a ton of entrepreneurs, two of them included they'll be there to participate. I think I can get a lot of them to participate, but I think it'll create some buzz and some energy in terms of we just got to do work.
Yeah.
I don't know any other way to put it. Somebody's got to do this. This isn't sexy, you know, cool stuff, but right. Somebody's got there's 30 empty tree grades in the loop. 30.
I know.
I got to 25 and stopped counting.
Yeah.
Maybe that hard plan. You spent the money for the tree grades. Why not put
what's that?
In the damn tree grades? So
trees are
there's no trees in there.
What kind of trees were there?
Like, I think it was like the ginkgo trees. And
some, the trees.
They got rid of the ones.
The drop in the berries. Yeah, there's still a couple of those left. But I know you, City in Bloom, was talking, and I'm not sure, Mayor, where that stands with the trees and stuff like that.
We don't need to put out the tree drop. I haven't done that. Just remember, this is about how SPDs spend their money. This is about landlords who have a commitment to rent. So, at some point in time, the X and Y axis have to be crossed. So, we've got landlords who don't reduce their rents, and we've got SPDs spending money to get them to spend their money, which has all been fine. We've all got priorities. If you like to help, that's great. Help you in any number of ways. Harper's got to hit the road here on how we operate and move forward.
I couldn't agree more, but it's time to move forward.
Sure.
I'm sorry. I've been here for 35 years, and I've never seen the loop in worse shape in my 35 years. So whatever the excuses are, whatever it is, I have no interest in looking backwards. I have to figure out how to look forward. You know, it'd be sure. Really cool if we could look forward, because this is the moment we've been waiting for the last 30 years.
Okay.
But we did have somebody who had plans for the trees. It's evaporated.
I don't know what
happened. Well, I'll address that. We'll figure out the trees and getting those planted and stuff like that. So we'll.
If there's a way to have an avenue to figure out how to move forward with those things, like the thing I got on the call in January, it says something about the blocks in the street. Now the blocks are. It happened. Somebody made it happen.
Yeah.
Now they're getting removed from the street. The street furniture.
Yes.
So
right.
If there's an avenue to figure out how to move some of this stuff forward, we can break off into committees and start figuring this stuff out and make
sure.
This a really kick-ass business district, which it used to be that a vacancy would come on the market and there would be 10 tenants trying to move into the vacancy.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen anymore. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all.
Thank you for your comments. Any other public comments?
Well, we can't even find people to serve on this board. It's a struggle. We've had to, correct me if I'm wrong, we've had to reduce the number to be a functioning board.
Seven seats, right?
Well, it used to be 9. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it's hard to get people to volunteer. The fact that this is going on is wonderful because people have ideas and they don't want to sit behind a Zoom panel. This is excellent.
Can you host the next meeting at
Tech RT,
or is that
in
another?
We can if you want to vote on it. Yeah, I mean,
where
we can.
Where is it?
It's right around the Lewis Center. You can walk there from here. It's the common area space. I'll reserve it. You can see it up there.
Sure.
You can see it up there.
Sure.
New City High School. It's next to the municipal.
Are you guys okay with that? Yeah. Are you
happy with that?
Sure.
Yeah.
So, Jay, are we going to do that in the June meeting or the July?
We'll do it in the June meeting.
We can.
We got Dan. We still have Dan.
Well, if there's only 3 people, I'll stay.
No, I think that I don't think that's it. I just think it's communication. Max messaged me yesterday and said I'll be able to be at the next meeting because it'll be on
Okay, it'll be
talked to you yesterday.
Okay, so can we. Okay.
You decide, I just want to let you know.
Can we do the meeting and. Is it okay if we do the meeting and. Well, I mean, we're not going to have a quorum for next year, for next meeting. We wouldn't have a quorum. Do it there at his place. Max won't be here. Okay. I'd say we do. Let's do it there. I want to do it. I'd rather get this rolling and get things moving with the community. And if he's willing to do this, I'd say we have an in-person meeting again. And let's do it at that. Thank you. Sure.
If you want to get momentum going, you ain't gonna get
it. I agree too, because by the end of the meeting, people are dropping off, and we can kind of see how many people are left at the end of the meeting if it's not there, and it's easier to. And I like to see faces, so when I see them on the street, I know who you are, you know who we are. and all that. So it's great. Okay. So a motion for the meeting to be there. Do we have to motion that?
Motion.
No. Okay, that's not a motion. All right.
June 10th, correct?
June 10th, yeah. Can you get with... June 10th.
Are we finished?
All right. So. Is there anything else? Meeting adjourned?
Meeting adjourned.
All right. Thanks, y'all.
Hey, Allison. Grandpa.